Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. By Moscow standards, this winter has been quite mild. No weeks or even days when the temperature goes 25 or 30 below. No frigid nights when the winds were arctic and the wind chill plummeted. And not even many complaints about apartment house heating systems that couldn't keep up. Komunalshiki, the utility companies, and the city government must be dancing all the way to the bank. But early days, folks, really early days. We might slide up into spring, or we might be plunged back into deep winter. Just in case, here's a little primer on cold, how to express it, and how to understand it when your Russian friends and family describe it. You gotta know, does uy dubok require the light jacket? Or does it require the Arctic traveler parka, guaranteed to keep you toasty warm, down to 40 below? Prokhladna, cool or chilly. This description depends more on the personality and style of your interlocutor than the weather. If your significant other is a master of understatement, сегодня прохладно can mean anything from today is the first chilly day of fall to today is the first day you need to wear your thermals. Beware of the diminutive form. Прохладненько, it's a bit nippy out there, is usually a synonym for отморозил задницу, I froze my butt off. Холод, cold, and холодно, it's cold. This is baseline cold, bearable if you're properly dressed. However, there is a list of adjectives that you can tack on to clarify and intensify. Адски, hellish, могильный, as cold as the grave, невыносимый, unbearable, жгучий, biting, лютый, bitter, арктический, arctic. There is also собачий, literally canine, and зверский, literally bestial, cold. No one is quite sure, but it seems that dog and beast cold refer to weather so cold that even the dogs and farm animals can't stand it and must be brought inside. This can also be expressed by the saying, «В такую погоду хороший хозяин и собаку на улицу не выгонит». In this weather, a good owner wouldn't put his dog out. Стужа, freezing cold. This word is definitely a bit dated, but it's worth knowing in case you are talking to a well-educated older person. Besides, it's easy to remember since you know what простужаться is, to catch a cold, and of course you know студен, aka холодец, meat in aspic, which is really just boiled meat in broth that is chilled to set. Chill is the key word here. But your cultured neighbor in her 80s will look over your poor outdoor dressing skills and scold you. В такую стужу нельзя выходить в легкой куртке. Такую стужу нельзя выходить в легкой куртке. You can't wear a light coat in such freezing weather. Мороз, freezing cold temperature. Морозно, it's freezing cold. Морозилка, freezer, literally where you keep your ice cream, and figuratively what it's like outside when it's 25 below. Морозит, to freeze, as in your butt, see above. Мороз should never be translated as frost, and морозно is not frosty. Snowmen in kiddie songs are frosty. Морозно is not for wimps, it's bone-chilling cold. Семья заключенного провела весь день на улице, с утра до вечера, несмотря на то, что на улице мороз за 40. The prisoner's family spent the whole day on the street, from morning until night, even though it was more than 40 below outside. Колотун, the shivers. Колотун is from the verb колотить, to shake, to shiver, to hit, as in top teeth, hitting bottom teeth. Here we get to describe the weather by its effect on us. But to start with, it can describe what happens when you're really nervous. Саша трясся, его бил нервный колотун. Саша was shaking from nervousness. Literally, he was hit by nervous shaking. But you can be hit by the shivers when it's freezing cold, too. Проснулся в сарайке, колотун бьет. I woke up in the shed and started shivering from the cold. Or the shivers are the weather. Колотун стоял жуткий. The weather outside was glacial. You can also say that your teeth chatter. Зубы колотят от холода. My teeth are chattering from the cold. Note here that колотит is in the impersonal third person. Его колотит means he's shivering, but it's as if some unseen force is shaking him. I assume this is the unseen cold air. Дубак, дубняк, дубар. Frozen stiff. These words are all derived from the verb дубеть, to become stiff, which is from the noun дуб, oak, i.e. a hardwood. У них такой дубак. It's friggin' cold where they are. Here you have to pay attention. If a cultured person or an agronomist says дубняк, they might mean an oak grove. But if дубняк is said by a young person and prefaced by an expletive like блин, crap, or even уй, whoa, while jumping up and down and rubbing hands together, then you can be sure it means I'm turning into a human popsicle. That should take us through mid-March. Then we'll start reviewing words for отепель, the thaw. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!